section the din of Rav Huna. Ger katan matbilin asal das bezdin. That we can be matbil a ger katan, even if he's brought to bezdin by his parents, he's not the one who wants the geiris. We'll matbil him. The Gemara says that it's based on zochin ladam shlobafanam. It's based on the fact that we assume that being a Yisrael is a chus for the ger. So Tosus asks the famous question. But if ain't shlichas lekatan and zechi is mitam shlichas, so how can the geres be chal? There is no shlichas for a katan. The whole idea of zechi of zachan adam shlavafanav is that there's an implicit minui shlichas. If there's no shlichas lekatan, so then how can there be a zechi? So we mentioned, I think, five different answers to this question. We still have another answer. Tosis offers two answers. He quotes the Ri, who says maybe it's only midrabban. Maybe Minatar Taka the Geras isn't Chal, because Minatar the Kotan doesn't have Schiz, or even Tam Shlichas. And then we got involved in difficulties with that. Is he Mutav Abbas Yisrael? Not Mutav Abbas, it's only a Dinder Abbanan. Well, what's going on here? We talked about that. Maybe it could be Chal for Dinim Darais as well. Even if it's only a Geras Midr Abbanan, maybe it's Chal for Dinim Darais based on Yesodos that Tosfos develops. But then at the end, Tosfos offers a different answer. He says, no. Perhaps Minat Torah the Geiris is Chal. Maybe the Kotan has a Zechia Minat Torah. Why? Because this is a Zchus Gomer. Zchus Gomer is different, says Tosfos. Maybe the Kotan has a Shlichus Minat Torah, so it'll have a Zechia Minat Torah by a Zchus Gomer, and being the Yisrael is a Zchus Gomer. That's what Tosfos said. They pointed out that the Ritva and the Chachmei Sfarad don't have a Kasha of Tosfos Bechlal, because they hold Zechia's Lach Mitam Shlichus. They point out from the Gemara in Kiddushin, Gemara Daf Mem Beis wants to figure out Posuk Nasi Echad teaches me some cloud that Chalukas Eretz Yisrael occurred through some kind of a principle that the Nasiyim were being Zoch on behalf of members of their Shevet. How did that work? So first the Gemara thought maybe that's the din of Shluchah Shaladim Kemosa. The Gemara asks, no, but there were many Ketanim there. How can they be Zoch on behalf of the Ketanim? The implication of the Gemara is that Zechiyah is Mitam Shlichas. That Shluchah Shalom Kemosa can't work by Katan because ain't Shlichas LaKatan. Comes the Gemara and says, no, Nasi Echa Mimata is not teaching me Shluchah Shalom Kemosa, but rather Zachan Ladam Shlabafana. And that works! Dr. Idvo, what does that clearly imply that Zachi is not Mitam Shlichas? Because if Zachi were Mitam Shlichas, they'd have the same Kasha. If ain't Shlichas LaKatan, they can't be a Zachi for a Katan either. But we're not going to discuss exactly what the nature of Zechiyah is, what kind of a halacha it is, but the Pashup Shal is it's a Gzeres HaKasa. That's how the Ritva and the Chachmei Sfarad are learning. The Zogdur Ritva, the Kashrut Tosfos doesn't begin. There is no din of Zechiyah mitam Shlichas. Zechiyah is not mitam Shlichas. Even if ain't Shlichas the Kotan, there is a Zechiyah min HaTorah for a Kotan. So that's how the Geiris is Chal min HaTorah. Rav Kiv Eiger had a fourth answer. He said, even if Zechiyah is mitam Shlichas, how can there be a Shlichas the Kotan over here? What's the answer Kiv Eiger gave? No, anyone? Where's the chisaron of a katan? Why ain't shlichas l'katan? Minui, das, right? Like the Rambam pointed out, hilchashluch v'shutvim. It's a chisaron that lav v'neidayan inu. What does it mean, lav v'neidayan inu? It's a problem that they can't appoint the shliach. They don't have das to appoint. But if they've already appointed before they have a deficiency, then that's okay. That's like the case of shota, right? Mishaleash mishtata, the Rambam. As long as B'shas HaMinui, he had Das, then that's okay. You can't become a Kotan after the Minui. It has to be someone else, right? The Kotan can't be a Kotan after the Minui and a Golo before the Minui. But someone who's a Bar Das at the time of the Minui, then becomes a Shota. That's Shlichos is good, because there was no deficiency B'shas HaMinui. Kiv Eiger wants to say, that's the answer to Taisa's Kash over here. Zechiyah doesn't require a Minui. It's an implicit Minui. So if it doesn't require a Minui, then the das of the cotton doesn't play a role. Minat Torah, the cotton can have a zechiyah because there was no deficiency. It's only when you need an explicit meaning that there would be a problem. Okay. Last thing we did on Thursday was talking about Tosis and Sanhedrin. Tosis and Sanhedrin is another way that the zechiyah can be chal even on the level of the reis. How is that? Basically, what Tosis and Sanhedrin says, I don't know if we formulated it in such an extreme way, Tosis and Sanhedrin basically says that the way the geiris of a ger cotton works is not through zechiyah. It's not really working through Zechiyah. Because Zechiyah normally is a situation in which Reuven is doing a Maisa on behalf of Shimon. There's something external to Shimon, an object. Nekachumemker, right? He's trying to become an object for Shimon. Or let's say a Gerishin, a Kiddushin. That's not an object that you're trying to become, but you're trying to create some kind of Chalos. The Chalos that really is external external to the gavra that you're trying to create the chalos for. Right? So you're trying to be zoche for him in some kind of chalos, right? Either being maknet him something or creating some kind of a chalos. Says Tosis in Sanhedrin, Geiris is not a chalos that's external to the person. Geiris basically means that the katan, the individual, is becoming a ger. It's a zchus for him in the sense that, well, it's good for him, but the chalos is in the gavra himself, a change of status in the gavra. Comes Tosis in Sanhedrin and says, you don't really need the din of zochin for that. You don't need the din of zochin. The regular din of zochin is where you're being zoch as something external for the person. So you're doing a maisa kinyan for him. You're doing the maisa, but he's being zoch. For that, you need the din of zoch. Because the din of zoch teaches me that I can do a maisa for Yenim. I can do a maisa for Noah, and Noah can be zoch in the object. It's a big chiddush. Normally, the person who is zoch has to do the maisa. How can a third party, how can a second party do the maisa kinyan, and someone else is going to be zoch? That's the din of zoch. That's the Chiddush HaTorah of Zochin. Comes to Yisus and Sanhedrin and says, but what's a Ger Katan? You think Zoche, something for the Ger Katan? The Ger Katan is Zoche Ba'atzmo. He's Zoche Ba'atzmo. Shunichnas tachas kanfei hashchina. That's the Zechia. You're not being Zoche something external. Masha bezdim abilin oso, enam Zochin ba'avuro. Elo hu Zoche Ba'atzmo, v'gupo shenasa geve nichnas tachas kanfei hashchina. That's not a zechiyah, says Taisus. Taisus and Sanhedrin is basically saying that the geres of a ger katan is not chal mitzvah zechiyah. It's chal without zechiyah. That's why it can work even on the deraisa level. It's chal without zechiyah. The katan does it himself. The katan is doing it himself because it's chal in his guf. So how is Bezdin involved? Bezdin just watches the geres. Bezdin ensures that the geres is occurring properly. We know the Gemara in Yevamah says that Mishpat Ksiv, Mishpat Echad Yiel Lachem V'Lager HaGor Yitchem. The Pasuk uses the word Mishpat by Ger. So from that we know that Ger Tzarek Shloshi. You need a Bezdin in the Geris. The Bezdin has to watch the Geris. But where is the Geris being chat? Are we doing a Maisa that's external to the Gavra? No, it's in the Gavra. He's doing it himself. He's jumping into the Mikvah. The Mila is in his Guf. He's jumping into the Mikvah himself. The Maisa Geris is in the Katan. Bezdin's not doing a Maisa for him. Tosis in Sanhedrin, that Geiris is chal without Zechiyah. Without Zechiyah. Min HaTorah. Why? Because the Katan is doing the Maisa. In a regular case of Zechiyah, someone else is doing the Maisa for him. But here, the Katan himself is doing the Maisa. Min HaTorah, the Zechiyah can be chal. So that's what Tosis in Sanhedrin is troubled. So if that's the case, so what's the Hemshech of the Gemara? Rav Huna says, Gerkot Mabilon Asodas Bezdin. So Gemara says, my Kamash Malah, this is Zochin Lodim Shlomofana. Tanina, Zochin Lodim Shlomofana. This is not Zochin Lodim Shlomofana. The Ger Zoche Ba'atzmo. He's Zoche himself. He doesn't need Bezdin. Bezdin just has to watch the job. But they're not actually doing the Zechiyah. So what's the Gemara asking? My Kamash Malah. Says Taisus, no, the Pshat in the Gemara is not, how does it work? What's the Chiddush that Gerkotan can become a Ger through Zechiyah? We know that, because we know there's a din of zochin. No, the kasha of the Gemara was, I understand that you don't need zechiyah for the chalos geiris, because the katan is doing the geiris himself in front of Bezdin. But why would Bezdin get involved? Why would Bezdin get involved in the process? That's the kasha of the Gemara. Totally different understanding of the Gemara than we thought. We thought that zochin was necessary in the chalos geiris. That's how the geiris of the ger katan is being chal. Come to Tosis in Sanhedrin and say, no, the geiris not being chal midin zochin. Katan is zoche ba'atzmo. He's the one who's doing the maisa geiris. The maisa geiris is the mila and the tefillah. The kabbalas mitzvahs. Okay, that's a different issue. We'll have to talk about that. Where is kabbalas mitzvahs by ger katan? Okay, but leaving that aside, the tefillah. Let's say the tefillah, the mila. That's a maisa in the ger. If he's doing the maisa, we don't need zechiyah for the geiris of a ger katan. The kasha of the Gemara is im ha'isa chovas lohay lebezdin lismatzeya lahachnas gufa b'davar sheish lochova. They're trying to figure out my kamashvila that Bezdin is going to get involved. Zochin ladam shlabafonav. I know that already. My kamashvila. What's the chiddush? Of course you can do that. Like what's the issue? Right? It's zechus for the ger katan, and the geiris is chal without zechiyah. So what could be the issue? Comes the Gemara and says, no, you think it's not a zchus, so Bezdin shouldn't get involved, even though Menat Torah should be able to be chal, because the cotton is doing it, begufo, kamash malon, itaka is a zchus, and that's why Bezdin is going to get involved. Okay, that's how Tosis and Sanhedrin reads our Gemara. That really, Rav Huna's din is not based on zachin. You don't need zachin for the geris. You need zachin to explain why Bezdin is going to get involved. David Shimon.
So when the Gemara says Tanina, my question Tanina, it's saying, of course not zachin. It's a special din.
No. I'm explaining a little differently than I said on Thursday. The kasha of the Gemara is my kamash malon that Bezdin is going to get involved. Of course, it's a zchus. If it's a zchus, zachin lada shalavan. Tanina, we learned already in a Mishnah in a Braisa that zachin lada shalavan. So therefore, if it's a zchus, we understand why Bezdin is going to get involved.
This is not mitam zechiah. This is different than zechiah.
No, my question: What is Rav Huna coming to be mechadish to me?
It can't be zachin because this
no,
is different.
No. Rav Huna is not the din of Rav Huna is not based on zachin. It's that it makes perfect sense. The way we were saying on Thursday is Rav Huna's chiddush is that even though this is not zachin, it still works. No. Rav Huna's chiddush is not. That doesn't bother us. The fact that this is not like regular zachin. We say, okay, it's a chalos in the katan, so what's the problem? Right? It's a chalos in the katan. Rav Huna, we thought, is being mechadish to me that this is a zchus. That's what we thought he was being mechadish. This is a zchus. Why do you need it to be a zchus? So we thought you needed to be a zchus for the geiris to be chal. Comes Tosis in Sanhedrin and says, no, the kash of the Gemara is, what are you telling me that it's a zchus? And because it's a zchus, so Bezdin has the right to get involved. Bezdin's going to want to get involved on behalf of the Ger Katan.
That's already the Mahu Detema. What's the Tanina? That line?
No, the Tanina is...
We learned already, but we didn't learn it already.
We learned the din of Zachin Lanar Shlomo Fana, so once we assume it's his chus, we understand why Bezdin's going to get involved. So, like, what's Rav Huna's chish? What is Rav Huna coming to be mechadesh to me?
It's internal to the Gavra. It's still going to work, as opposed to regular Zachin, which is external to the Gavra. Now we know it's going to work, but this is a special. Without Rav Huna, we wouldn't have known this.
Why not? You wouldn't think that someone who does a Mila and a Tefillah can become a Ger? Why not? If you do a Mila and a Tefillah in front of Bezdin, why shouldn't they become a Ger? Why shouldn't they become a Ger? They did a Maisa Ger, so why shouldn't it be Chal? Go ahead, continue. Because why should the Ger Katan just do it himself? I mean, who is expediting this? Who is making it happen? Bezdin's making it happen. So what's the problem? So Bezdin's making it happen, but they're watching it. So like, what's the... No, because the whole point is, obviously Rav Huna is mechadish to us that Bezdin has a reason why they want to get involved. It must be that we look at this as a schus for the Ger Katan. That's why Bezdin's going to get involved. How does it work? Let's push it. It works because once you do a Maisa Milu Tefillah in front of the Bezdin, the Ger is going to be chal. But you clearly imply, you're clearly assuming that it's a chus for the Ger Katan, and that's why Bezdin should get involved. So the Gemara thought, that's Rav Huna's chiddush, that it's a chus for the Ger Katan, and that's the reason that Bezdin's going to get involved. But Zachin Lanar Shalavafana, of course, if it's a chus, then they'll get involved, so what's the big deal? Comes the Gemara and says, no, the chiddush is, I wouldn't think it's not a chus. If it's not a chus, Bezdin shouldn't get involved. Kamash Malintaga is a chus. Okay, so far we have five. It's the Geris Chal Min HaTorah, is the Midrabanan. What's going on here? One final pshat. Perhaps the simplest pshat of all. That's why I want to leave you with this pshat before we move on to the next part of the sukkah. What does Rashi say? Let's go back to Rashi. You always have to go back to Rashi. But to understand Rashi, you first have to see the context. Then we go back to Rashi. What does Rashi say? Ger Kot Mabim Lo Soldaz Bezdin. Aldas Bezdin, im ein lo av, ve imo hevi yosel des yai. Im ein lo av. Right? Matbilan aso aldas Bezdin, ve ein lo chager belo milo tfila. Aldas Bezdin, what does it mean, Matbilan aso aldas Bezdin? Says Rashi, shloshe yu be tfila aso, ke din kol tfila as gesh et zvichem gimel. Kine Bezdin of gimel, good. Ein as in lo av, barehu ger al yidein, umago biayin kosh. So Rashi describes how the Geiris is done. Describes some of the nafkamina of the Geiris. Magol b'yayin kosher. What's peculiar about the Rashi? What words are extra in Rashi that you didn't need? Four words.
V'hei
nasin lo av. What does that do with anything? Father's Day? Well, what does that do with anything? V'hei Chasin Lo'av. What Rashi started in Ein Lo'av, his mother brought him to be Mizgayer, to Bezin is Nasin Lo'av, it's related. Nah, come on. He doesn't need a father. That's just to determine that it's his chus. Hey Nasin Lo'av, what does it mean, Hey Nasin Lo'av? Hey Nasin Lo'av. So I want to suggest that Rashi really has in mind a comment of the Shach. Shach in Yeridei, and help us pidyon haben of all places. The Kudus HaKesef of the Shach. Shach talks about Tzchiya. When can you be Zochem in a Torah for Kofnum, when not? So the Shach invokes the Gemara Kedushin. He says, let's not forget the last part of the Gemara Kedushin. See, we think that Chalukas Eretz Yisrael is based on either Shlichu, Shluchu Shalom Kamoso, or Zachon Lam Shalavana. The Gemara rejects both of those approaches. Right? The Gemara even rejects Zachon and says, how can Chalukas Eretz Yisrael be based on Zachon? Ika denichalei bahar, ika denichalei bebika. How did the Nesim know what the members of the Shevet want? Maybe it's a Zchuz, maybe it's a Chol, we don't know. But the Gemara says, Nosi Echa mimata, teaches me not Shluchu Shalom Kamoso, not Zachon, but rather Apotropos. Apotropos, that Bezdin appoints a guardian on behalf of Yisomim, that's a din d'oraisa apparently, a smach in the Torah, a din d'oraisa, like the Nesiim, for the ketanim of their shevet. And the apotropos is able to function even in something that's questionable. Maybe schus, maybe chova. There is a schus involved, but there could be a chova. Right? Dividing up Yerusha. We don't know what each one wants, but we do it to the best of our ability. We try to figure out what each, that make sure that it's fair. If we know certain tendencies that that these ketanim prefer certain things, maybe we'll divide it accordingly. We try to figure out what's best for the ketanim. But the apotropos functions in a realm where it's not completely clear that it's a zchus. Right? Not just that it's not a zchus gomer, there is a zchus, and there is a chov involved. Ika denichalei bezeh, ika denichalei bezeh. But the kamashmal on the gzeres akosim is that the apotropos can function even in such a circumstance. As the Shah, based on this, says, I don't really understand the kash of toises and ksubis. Our toises, the Shah says. So rather than phrase it like that, I don't understand the kash of toises, basically what's the Shah doing? He's answering toises kash. How in that Torah can the Geras be chal based on Zachon Lam Shalafanav? Vein shlichas lechatan and tzchivi tam shlichas. How does it work in that Torah? Comes the Shach and says, you know how it works in that Torah? One word. Apotropos. That's how it works in that Torah. Apotropos works by ketanim. That's the ikar mokar for apotropos. Ikar mokum that the apotropos is working. That's a din d'oraisa. Ein shlichas lechatan? Ein shlichas lechatan? You don't shlichas for an apotropos. You don't understand this, remember, that's a minoy bezdin. Bezdin takes care of it, and that's a din daraisa that works. Because the Shach, the Geiris, is chal minatorah based on apotropos. That's how it's chal minatorah. Not me din zechia. Et shlichas lekotan, zechim itam shlichas, yeah, but it's not zechia. It's apotropos. That's how it can be chal minatorah. So someone has said that's what Rashi meant. The hei nasin lo'av. What does it mean, hei nasin lo'av? They're like an apotropos. Normally, apotropos is someone who's appointed by Beis Din. He's a guardian. He's external to Beis Din. Rashi is learning, like the Shach, perhaps, that the Geirus of a Ger Katan is Chal Min HaTorah, because Beis Din themselves are like an apotropos for the Yosom, but for the Katan. They're like an apotropos. They are helping him. They are deciding for him that this is good for him. And that's a Din D'Oraisa that apotropos works by Katan. Nasin lo av, when there is no av, they make an apotropos to represent the av, to fill his place as best as they can. And that perhaps is what Beis Din is doing over here. That can be chal, even on a deraisa level, says the Shach. That could be what Rashi has in mind as well. Yoni?
You said that according to Rashi, he was only
called me to
Rabbanim. That's why he says that.
Magol b'yayin kosher. Yeah, so it sounds like there's a steer in the Rashi. Yeah, that's an excellent point, Yoni. Very good.
Right, so it could very
well be that Heinas and Lo'av point to Rashi. It's not a real din apotropos. Maybe it's like a din derabbanan. Maybe he's not saying something as extreme to the Shach. He's not as extreme as the Shach, but it's similar to the Shach. That's all I'm pointing out. It's similar to the Shach, but you are right, Yoni. It's an excellent point. Right, according to the way we're saying, if it's chal min haTorah, then it's mamash astira from one line of Rashi to the next. Why does he pick on Magol b'yayin kosher? He should say that the Ger is mutter b'las Yisrael. Very good point. Excellent. Okay. Let's move on to the next sugi. Let's go back to the middle Rashi. Rav Huna says, "Ger'kot mabilin aso al das bezdi." Says Rashi, "Mabilin, ein lo chager b'lo milu tefila." Ein lo chager b'lo milu tefila. There's no ger without milu tefila. Mabilin aso al das bezdi. What's strange about this Rashi? What is Rashi going on? What line? Mabilin. And what does Rashi say? So if that's the case, so why does Rav Huna say matvilin osal das bez? What should he have said? Molin umatvilin osal das bez. Rashi could have said matvilin osal das bez. Ein lecha ger below tefila. So ein lecha ger below tefila. You have to do a tefila. Even by ger kati, you have to do tefila. Ein lecha ger below milu tefila. He's going on a different mask called matvilin. He says no ger without milu tefila, but Rav Huna didn't say molin. What's going on over here? Why does Rav Huna leave out Molin? If Eilof Hagev, lo Milu Tvila. So mention both Milu and Tvila. I understand that in a Keva, right, that a female can become a Gioris without Milu. It's not shy up to a Keva, so fine. But Ger Kotan sounds like a Zocha. Right? That's why Rashi says, Eilof Hagev, lo Milu Tvila. So he should have said Molin umat Bilin. Why is it only say Mat Bilin? It's a Pele. So this is the Kasha that Shita Mekubetzes quotes from the Rashba. The Rashba has four different answers to this kasha. The first answer the Rashba gives is Rav Huna is trying to pick on a halacha that shy both by Zecharim and by Nekevus. By Nekevus you don't have Mila, so that's why he picks on Tevila. The Rashi just points out that by a Zocha you need Mila also. That's one teretz, Balabatish. Sometimes the Balabatish and Terutzim are the best. Hoshibshan, simple. But then the Rashba adds more. Maybe it's a little deeper. O Tiret Zal, Mishim the Tvila Gemar Malachto. Tvila is the Gemar of Gerus. Kedekaimel and Molvelo Toval ki ilu lo mol. Gemar Nivomus says that if you have Mila without Tvila, ki ilu lo mol, it's an incomplete job. It's Chatsi Gerus. So therefore, knock out Mabila. That's why Rav Huna picked on Mabila, because it's the Gemar Hadover. Gemar Hadover. Mashmali. Is that the Shita talking or the Rashba talking? That's the Shita. Oh. The Rashba doesn't have this in his Chidush, this extra line. Mashmali says the Shita, Shizel Shakosa Rashi, Matbila Deilach Hager Belo Milu Tvila Vidok. Zok the Shita, that's the Lashon of Rashi. We said, oh, Rashi's just filling in for a Zachar, Deilach Hager Belo Milu Tvila. No, says the Rashba, the Pshat is, Rav Huna picked on Matbila because it's the Gemar Hadava. So Rashi just says, Deilach Hager Belo Milu Tvila, meaning, you need Milu Tvila, and the Tvila is the Gemar Hadavar. That's why he picks on that Lashon. Right? You need even Matbilin. You have to finish the job, so to speak. Rashi says you need both Milu Tvila, so you have to finish the job. By Eger Kotan, you can't do half a job there either. That's why Rav Huna picked on the Lashon Matbilin. Hey, two pshatim in the Rashba so far. Either knock out Lashon Bizchar Mubin Akevos, or because Tvila is the Gemar Hadavar. Comes the Rashba and offers a third pshat. Let's read this one together carefully. Otiret sar Rashba, the Rebusa nakat vila. Rashba says maybe it's a chiddush. Rav Huna picked on tvila because it's a chiddush. Obviously you need mila, but tvila is a chiddush. Why is tvila chiddush? Mishum de mila din hu shetala lo kesheyagdil viyisratza viyeshna ba'olam b'shas ritzona. Avol tvila de b'shaita lo haya bendas. Kamash Malan. Look, the Geras of a Ger Kodim at the Super, Kigdili Yechol and Limchos, we're going to get to it. He could be Mocha when he becomes a Gadol. It's not etched in stone until he's actually Mekabel, until we see that he's not Mocha. So, the Rajb is assuming, look, the Geras is not going to be Chal until he becomes a Gadol. It's not going to be Chal completely until he becomes a Gadol. So if that's the case, then how can the Tefillah that he did the Katnuso, that was done to him by Katnuso, work for the Geras? The Mila can work, because the Mila still is extant when he becomes a Gadol. It still is here. He has a Bris Mila, but the Tefillah is not here anymore. That was a Maisa Tefillah that he did by Katnuso. How can that work if the Chalos Geras is going to be by Gadlusa? What is this similar to? What is the Rashba invoking? What's the concept in Halacha? Let's say by Megach Umevka, before we get to Lamafreya, we'll get to that in a moment. If I do a Maisa Kinyan, but I say that the Kinyan shouldn't be Chal until later. A little bit different than that. Sometimes if I do a Maisa Kinyan, but it's not going to be Chal until later, so what has to exist later? The Maisa Kinyan still has to have the potential to be done later. What do I mean? It's like a Marek Subas, actually. Marek Subas enough pay Beis and Ralph. Mara says, Chiyasa Rav Dimi Amar Rav Yochanan, Ha'omar l'chaber Aleichu Meshov Parazuv Lo Tiyya Knuya L'chwa Elo L'acha Shloshim Yom. Do a Meshicha on this para. You shouldn't be Kohen until after 30 days. La'acha lamed yom kana. Filo medes ba'aga. La'acha lamed yom kana. It's kona la'acha lamed yom. Even if it's omedes ba'aga. The Gemara says that since he could have been makne it to him now, so even if it's omedes ba'agam, which is a place that's not a private rishus, it's not a rishus of the kone, it's like a middle, it's not a rishus harabim, but it's a public area, so kinyan mashiach cannot work ba'agam, but because it was biyado to do the kinyan now, then it can work even la'achar zman. But if it were in a place where he couldn't be kone it now, let's say it were ba'agam now, right? So there's a principle that the Mefarshim have that's called Kolsa Kinyano. Kolsa Kinyano. The Maisa Kinyan that someone does now, if it's not going to be Chal now, then when the Kinyan is going to be Chal, there has to be the potential to do the Maisa Kinyan then. If the par is not going to be in a makom later on where the Maisa Kinyan could be done then we say that the Maisa Kinyan died. The Maisa Kinyan is over. If the par is going to be in a good place later, a place la'achalami where the Maisa Kinyan could be done then, we say that the Maisa Kinyan that was done previously still exists, still is still betokfo, as we say. Right? It's still strong. And that's why it could be chal la'achazman. But if the Maisa Kinyan is gone, it could be chal la'achazman. So plugging it back into our sugya, the Geiris can't be chal now. The Maisa can't accomplish anything now. In the case on Daf Pei Beis, if you do the Mashicha now, Maisa really could be Kona now. Let's say it's Taka Bershus Lokeach. So you could do a Maisa Mashicha now. It's just you want to delay the chalos. But here, there can't be any geirus when he's a katan. It's not shayach for the maisa to do anything now. If it's not shayach for the maisa to do anything now, then the maisa kinyan, not the maisa kinyan, but the maisa geirus has to exist later. It can't be poka. It can't stop. So in the case of mila, I understand. The mila still exists when the katan becomes a gadol. But the tefillah is over. The tefillah was done by Katnuso. It doesn't exist later. So how can that work later? That's the Rajba's kasha. I would think that maybe since the chager below milu tefillah, I would think that you can't do a geris of a ger katan because the tefillah is not going to exist by Gadluso. It's over. the Maisa Tefillah is over. So if the Maisa Tefillah is over, that's Kolsa Kinyan or Kolsa. It's over. It ended. Vayechulu Hashemayim. Right? Kolsa Kinyan. The Kinyan is over. Not the Chalos. The Maisa Kinyan is not here. So the Maisa Kinyan is not here. The Maisa Geiris is not here. How can it be Chal when it becomes a Gadol? Kamashmalan. Zok Ravuna. No, it can work. Even though the Tefillah is not here anymore, it still can work. Now, how does it work? The Kolsa Kinyana. What's the Kamash Malan? According to the Rashi. But what's the Kamash Malan? So that's what Shalom was saying. The Kamash Malan could be, when is the Geiris really Chal? Not L'Chishayandim. L'Mafreya the Geiris is going to be Chal. Once he's not Mocha L'Chishayandim, L'Mafreya the Geiris is going to be Chal B'Shas Katnuso. So the Gemara talking Supas on Pei Beis says that, let's say the statement was Mishoch Parazu V'tikne, right, Mishoch Parazu V'tikne Me'ach Shavu La'ach Alamin. Not V'tikne La'ach Alamin. Mishoch Parazu, you do Mashiach on this part of mine and you should be Kone, not La'ach Alamin, be Kone Me'ach Shavu La'ach Alamin. What does Me'ach Shavu La'ach Alamin mean? What, now and after 30? Make up your mind. Well, what was that? No, it means after 30, l'mafreya me'achshav, the kinyan should be chal. I don't want it to be chal until later, but then l'mafreya, retroactively, the kinyan should be chal now, comes to the Gemara and says, the kosa kinyan is not a problem in that case. As long as the chalos is occurring now, it's not occurring now, mamish, but l'mafreya, it will occur now, after lamed yom, we treat it as though the maisa kinyan and the chalos are there at the same time. The maisa kinyan is now. The chalos is going to be now also. La'achazman. La'achazman, l'mafreya, the chalos is going to be now. So the maisa kinyan and the chalos kinyan are at the same time. That's not kolsa kinyan. Kolsa kinyan means if the maisa kinyan and the chalos kinyan are not there at the same time. The maisa kinyan is done and it's over. And it's not. It's not possible to do it now. The Mashiach can't be done now. The par is ba'agam now. So the chalos is occurring now, but the ma'isa was done before. It's kosher kinyano. There's a break between the ma'isa and the chalos. But if you say me'achshav la'achalam, it turns out that the chalos is occurring l'mafreya mishas ma'isa kinyan. That's not kosher kinyano. Could be that's the kamash malon in our sugya as well. When is the geiris chal? L'mafreya b'katnuso. Of course it's chal b'katnuso. That's the pashup shah. It's chal b'daluso. How can that be? It's chal b'daluso, so how can magol b'yayin be kosher? He's mutter b'bas Yisrael, magol b'yayin kosher. How can he do anything as a katan if it's not chal now? The Rishonim seem to assume it's chal now, but how can it be chal now? We have a couple of samitzvahs. There's so many kashas, how can it be chal now? The answer is, l'mafreya, it's going to be chal now. After he becomes a gadol, he's not moch, and we see that there's a full kabbalah samitzvahs, and everything is great, so then l'mafreya, it's going to be chal b'shas katnuso. So it turns out there's no kol sekenyano, because at the time of the chalos, ultimately at the time of the chalos, we have the full ma'isa geiris, mila and tefila. That's Rav Huna's chiddush. That's why he picks on Matbilin to tell us that even the tefila is going to work. The mila zicher is going to work, no question. But the chiddush is that even the tefila is going to work, and it's not kol sekenyano. But the question is, why isn't it kol sekenyano? If the chalos is going to be begadlus, you said the chalos is begadlus or the katnuso?
I'm saying that with others arguing that the chalos is not begadlus, you know, the tefila of the begadlus is not ma'akim.
Why isn't that kol sekenyano then?
Because
the kinyan happens. The kinyan happens immediately, you're saying?
Yeah.
That could be. There are some Rishonim who say it's not l'mafreya when he becomes a gadol, but rather we assume that you don't need a kabbalah samitzvah by ger katan. They don't need one, since you can't have one. We're going to talk about that in a position. Right, so that could be. You're saying, so other Rishonim would say, Rav Huna's chiddush is not that there's no kol sekenyano in tefillah. There is no kol sekenyano because the geiris is chal mamish now. Okay, to say this idea that l'mafreya is chal begadluso retroactively goes back to gadluso, that's a chiddush. You talk right. It is a chiddush. Poshup shad is that the geiris is chal mamish now. Bezdin is in control. And Bezdin is zochin for him. The chalos geiras, maybe even in the kabbalas mitzvahs, we'll see. Right. Okay, that could be. No.
If we don't say it that way, we say that it's l'mafreya. How do we allow the katan to pour the wine? Let's say it's possible that the l'mafreya won't be chal.
It's the Ritva's kash. The Ritva quotes the Eishapir, who says, how can we allow it? So the Ritva answers, chazaka. we assume that if a person is brought up in a Jewish home, that he'll want to be a Jew. He knows that it's his chutz, he'll want to be a Jew, so we're not afraid. Not poshut. There's manazeh, you know, a lot of, you know, many questions are raised about a geiris. Let's say someone wants to, a family wants to adopt a child. Right? They're not shomrei Torah mitzvahs. So can we accept the child as a geiris? Can we do a geiris? We don't know that then they're necessarily going to want to keep mitzvahs when they become gedolim. Not so poshut. Really not so poshut. Adoption is a very serious issue. Adopting, having people who are non-observant adopt children and being megayer them, Huskin discussed this at great length. It's not at all poshut that it works. We'll have to talk about part of that issue. Is there a Kabbalah HaMitzvahs? Is there an assumption that there will be a Kabbalah HaMitzvahs? How can there be a Kabbalah HaMitzvahs if the parents are not even Shomer Torah Mitzvahs? It's a very difficult issue. So I'm not sure that the Chazakah would work in such a case either. Right? But for a regular, for a good case of a Ger Katan, we assume there's a Chazakah that if they're brought up in the family and they'll want to observe Mitzvahs, then we assume that it's not going to be a problem. Yes?
So according to this, the wine should only be kosher than Mafreya. Until he becomes a gadol, why should still not be kosher?
If you say that the Kabbalah HaMitzvahs is necessary, that the Kotan himself has to be in the Kabbalah Mitzvah, so then he doesn't have das when he's a Ger Kotan. But Bezdin has the ability to do the Geiris, how smart that we assume that he's not going to be Moche.
But he's saying that the Mafreya, it works, so until he gets to Galuso, he's not Jew. So any wine he touches, he's not.
Yeah, but we assume that it's going to work. That's the point. We assume it's going to work. So
he matches the wine right now, even though it's going to work in the future.
It's not going to work in the future. It's going to work l'mafreya in the future. Meaning, when you get to the future, l'mafreya is going to work even from now.
And that's enough to matir it right now.
Yeah, of course, because it'll turn out l'mafreya. When he touched the wine, he was a ger. Right? Because it's after that point in time. So therefore, we assume that there's a chazaka that he'll actually want it. Okay, these are the first three terutzim of the Rashba. Either nokat, something that shayach to zecharim and nekevis, or Tefillah is the Gemara Malachta, or the Chiddush is that even though the Tefillah you think is Kolsa Kenyano, Kamash Malon. So we explain the reason why it's not Kolsa Kenyano is because L'mafreya, the Geir is going to be Chal de Kavnusa. But then comes the Rashba and offers one final answer, which I'd like to discuss with you at a little bit greater length. The Efsh is up the Rashba, the Lahochi Noka Tefillah, which is the Chashiva Zechus Gama. Havon Milo, Kevon Shemitztair, Lo Chashiva Zechus. Moshayach Be'la Meimer Al Das Bezdin. Mila is not such a schus. He's mitzdayer. Mila, there's no tzar. But Mila is mitzdayer. It's not such a schus. So the din al das bezdin is not shayach by Mila. Rav Huna doesn't mention it because it's not shayach. Umiyu, that's what I would think. Umiyu came in the kvarmol. Afilu havi chavasa fayotzi yidei Mila v'shuk shiabilu havi lezuchus. The Rashba says, Rav Huna doesn't mention Mila because the cotton is mitzdar from the Mila. It's not a schus. It's not considered a schus. So the din of Aldas Bezdin shouldn't apply to Mila. Aldas Bezdin means that they can be zochet him. Poshup Shah, we're going back to the Poshup Shah now. The Bezdin is zochet in the Geiris, not Tosis and Sanhedrin. And the Poshup Shah, the Bezdin is zochet in the Geiris. As a zocha in the geiris, only in something that's a schus. They have to be zocha in the maisa geiris itself, not just the chalos geiris. They're zocha in the tefillah and the mila and the chalos geiris. How can they be zocha in the mila? It's not a schus. He's the cotton's mitzdar. So the din of zocha al das bezdin, matbilan doing the maisa al das bezdin, doesn't work by mila, says the Rashba. But, so you think, how can the geiris of a ger cotton be chal bichlal? Says the Rashba, no, once you do the Mila, because Yaitzi is Chi of Mila, Vishuv Kishia Bilu, Havile Zchus. So then when he's Tovel, it is a Zchus. Vinigra Malachta Al Das Bezdin. What's he talking about? If you can't do the Mila Al Das Bezdin because it's not a Zchus, so what did he answer? So once you did it, right, you forced him into it, against his will, there's no Zchus for it, you will Mitzayah him. So now the Tzvil is a Zchus, and it's going to work Al Das Bezdin. But I understand, you need two things. There's Shtei Dinin in Geiris. Besides Kabbalah's mitzvahs, there are two other principles that you need. Two other actions. Mila and Tvila. So if the Tvila is a schus, great. Zachon al das bezdin. But the Mila is not a schus. So how does it work? How does the Mila's Geiris work by Gekhot? What's the Rashba talking about? His hava mina get. Rav Huna mentions only matbila because that's his chus. Mila is not his chus. So then how the maskana does it work? If mila is not his chus, how does it work al das bezdin? What, once you force the katan into the mila against his will because it's bitsara, so then tefila is going to work al das bezdin because that's his chus? What's going on over here? Pilei plim in the Rashba. What's the Rashba saying? I'm not even sure that it's the Rashba. It could be that this is the Shita. This is the Rashba. Go back to Rashba. I think the Shita is this fourth Pshat. Yeah, this is the Shita. Shita adds a fourth Pshat after the Rashba. What's the Shita saying? Pilei plim in the Shita, go back to this. So I thought maybe the answer is that the Shita is taking a stand on what Milas Geirus really is. What is Milas Geirus? How does it function? How do these two elements of Geirus play out together? Mila and Tvila. The simple way to look at Milas Geirus is that it's the same as Tvila. Mila and Tvila are two elements of the Maisa Geirus. These are two elements of the formal act of Geirus. Just like Tevila is a part of the Geirus, the Mila is a part of the Geirus. They're part of the Iker Maisa Geirus, both of them. But the other way to look at Mila's Geirus is that it's not a part of the formal Maisa Geirus Bechlal, but rather, what is it? It's a Tnai in the Geirus. It's a Hechshev for the Geirus. A Hechshev for the Geirus. The real Geirus is the Tevila, that's the Maisa Geirus. What's Mila? Mila's a Hechshev. What kind of a Hechshev? Someone can't become a ger if he has a shame orel. Can't become a ger, can't have a kedushas yisrael as long as he's an orel. Mila removes the shame orel. It removes the ma'akev, it removes the impediment that prevents the tefila, from making him a ger. It's not that the mila is part of the ma'is agaris. No. The ma'is agaris is tefila by itself. I need the mila as a tenai in the Geirus. It's a precondition. It's a prerequisite for the Geirus. Mila is a hechsher to remove the Shem Orel. Once the Shem Orel is removed, so then we can do a Geirus. Then we can talk. There's nothing to talk about until the Mila is done. That's a different way of looking at Mila's Geirus. That it's not a part of the Maisa Geirus itself, the formal Maisa Geirus. It's just a hechsher. It's a preparatory act that's needed to get to the Maisa Geirus, to remove the Shem Orel. It's a hechsher for the Maisa Geirus. Once the hechsher has been done, then we can do the Maisa Geirus, we can do the Tevila. Okay, these are the two approaches in Milas Geirus. Either it's a chelek, me'ikir Maisa Geirus, or it's a hechsher. Hechsher or tenai, you can say it in different ways. The Maisa Geirus. Removing the shame aura. What's enough to mean? What does it matter? Mila is Mila. You need a Mila for Geirus. What does it matter? It's part of the Ikka Maisa Geirus. It's a Hechsher for the Tefillah. Yes, Sean?
No
Lad
Mo.
No Lad Mo.
Seder's mouth.
Yes and no. Nolad Mohul, I don't know, because it could be that you can have a Hatavas Dan Bris even if he's Nolad Mohul. See, what you're asking is Nolad Mohul, does he have a Shem Oral, does he not have a Shem Oral? It could be that a Nolad Mohul really does have a Shem Oral. But the way that you remove the Shem Oral is with Hatavas Dan Bris, taking a little bit of Dan from the Mohul, from the Eiver. So I hear it's a possibility, but not Mohul. I think there's a different Nafkamina. What's a Nafkamina? Well, l'chora, the nafkamina should be, are there any differences between the halacha of Milas Geirus and the halacha of Tevilas Geir? Do we find any nafkamina lamaisa between the two? Any differences between the two? Are there halachas that apply to the Tevila Geir that don't apply to Milas Geirus? Any differences that you found? What? What do you need for Tevilas Geirus? How's it done? Based it. Who said that? Who said that? Don't be bashful. That's right. Okay. Bezdin. Gemara in Yevamos and Daphne don't implicate him, David. The Gemara Yevamos and Daphne and Vavam Bey says, Ger Tzorech Shlosha Mishpot Ksiv Bey. Mishpot Echa Yilochem Vulager Hagar Itchen. Says Mishpot Bey Ger. Ger Tzorech Shlosha. Bezin for what? For what? Tvila for sure. No question, he bezin for Tvila. Bezin of Shlosha. How about for Mila's Geras? The Gemara doesn't say anything about them. What's the answer? It seems as though that's a machlokes rishon. What does the Rambam say about this? Rambam doesn't say anything directly, but the Achronim are medayek from the Rambam, not because of what he said, but because of what he didn't say. The Rambam in Ilchas Yisurei Bia, Perek Yud Gimel, he has all of Ilchas Geras. The Rambam writes in Halachim Vov, Ger shemol v'lo toval, o toval v'lo mol, eino ger ad sheyomol v'yitbo. Good. The Rambam tells us that they become a ger, you need both mila and tevila. V'tzarech litbo b'fnei shlosha. You have to be toval in front of three. V'hol v'hadov v'tzarech bezdin, eima b'ilonosu b'shabbos lo b'yomtuf, lo b'layla. V'in hibilu harez again. You're not supposed to be matel b'shabbos b'layla, because there's no yeshivas bezdin b'shabbos b'layla, but if you do it, b'dievet, it works. What did the Rambam leave out? Lomul bifnei shlosha. He only said b'tzorach litvol bifnei shlosha. He doesn't say b'tzorach. So you say, well, he's talking about tefila. No, he's not talking about tefila. He's talking about tefila and mila. He starts in the halacha by saying ger shemol v'lo tov v'lo tov v'lo mol eino ger ad sheyomol v'yitbol. He mentions mila no less than three times in the halacha. And then he says b'tzorach litvol bifnei shlosha. He forgot mila. He forgot mila. What happened to mila? Sounds like the Rambam holds that Mila doesn't require benzin. Doesn't require benzin. The Bach is medayik from the Rambam. The Rambam holds that Mila doesn't require benzin of shlosha. But the Tur disagrees. Tur in Yeridaya, it's in Reish Samaches, O Zion. The Tur writes that that you need a benzin of shlosha even for Mila. Tur says that, the Beis Yosef writes that that's the Ramban sheet, the Machlokas, the Ramban and the Tur against the Rambam. You need a Bezdin of Shlosha for Mila. What's the Machlokas and the Chora? They're arguing about this point. What do you need Shlosha for? For the Maisa Geiris? You don't need Shlosha for a Hechsher for the Geiris. Right, not for a Hechsher for the Geiris. A Hechsher just has to be done. It has to be done L'Shem Geiris. But as long as we know that it was done L'Shem Geiris, let's say two people are there, they testify that they saw the Mila was done, and Moel did the Mila. It wasn't a Bezdin. The Mila was done. So as long as the Mila was done, L'Shem Geiris, that's fine. As long as the Shem Orel was removed, that's fine. You don't need a Bezdin for that. You don't need a Bezdin of Shlosha, yes? You don't need a Bezdin of Shlosha for the Geiris, for the Mila, if the Mila is only a Hechsher Geiris. Why did the Tur and the Ramban hold the Nida Bezin of Shlosha? Because they're obviously assuming that the Milas Geiris is part of the Mais. It's part of the formal act of Geiris. That's part of the moment of transformation. There are multiple moments of transformation. That's part of the formal act of Geiris. And it's part of the formal act. It needs Bezin, Mishpat Ksirbe. So the Ramban who holds that Milas Geiris doesn't require Shlosha, he holds that Mila is only a Hechsher for Geiris. As long as the Shem Oral has been removed, then he can become a ger if he's tovah b'fnei shlosha. That's why the Mila doesn't require the bezdin of shlosha. What's another issue that might hinge on this question? Seder, exactly. Seder. Is it ma'akev that the Mila should be done first, or can we do tevila before the Mila? What does the Gemara in Yevamos imply? It sounds like the Mila comes first. Certainly the normal way to do things. It's a long brisa what we do when someone comes and wants to become a ger. So we tell him it's not such a good thing, there are many obligations. Yeah, we're docha gerim. When we finally decide, they say, Afal b'kein, I want to become a yisro, so then we're taka makari of them. But initially we're docha them. We tell them that, you know, you have the sheva mitzvahs, you can do a lot the way you are. And the Gemara, a Marvin of love, a Medakta of love, Memzayin of Adayz in Yevamos. Kibel Molano Somiyad. If he's Makabel Mitzvah, so then we do a Bris Mila immediately. Shehuya Mitzvah Lo Mashina. We don't delay. Nisrape. Once he's nisrape from his milas, then mabilan osamiyah. Then we do a tevila. It's interesting. You have to be nisrape. He has to get better. You can't just put him into the mikveh after the meal. He has to heal first. So it's interesting. We don't want to be masha, so we do the bris milah. But we're going to be masha a little. He's not going to become a ger so quickly. He's going to have to heal. Probably going to take a week at least before we can do the tevila. Interesting. Why don't we just do the tevila first? Just do the tevila first, and we'll do the bris milah immediately. Comes out of the mikveh, dry up. Right, make sure he's clean. I didn't know it's sterile. And then we'll do the bris milah right there and then. Become a ger in the same day. That you can have your tevila and your milah in one day. Right? One day. Have it all done in one day. Become a Jew in one day. Well, you can't become a Jew. You have to learn about the mitzvahs, and it takes time. But the formal ma'aseh geirus can be done in one day, so why do we delay? Do the meal and then wait until he's misrapping? So it sounds like the meal has to come first. Right? That's what Taisus there says. Mashma sheha meal kodem tevila. Ukid amar ein gerat sheyamul v'yitbal. The loshen of the Gemara is ein gerat sheyamul v'yitbal. Why do we say there's such a loshen? It's not muchlich, but it sounds like that's what we do. That's the process. That's the procedure. Do the mila, and then you do a tevila. So Tosis suggests that it sounds like the mila has to come first. And that's what the Rambam seems to say as well. The Rambam in Perek Yedaleh and Hilchas Yisurei Biyot. Quotes the Gemara. He doesn't say anything different. It's really the Lashon of the Gemara. And Kibel ein mashna sola molon osa miyad. Srape Magdilan Osamiyah. Doesn't say Achakach Magdilan Osamiyah. Hagos Maimli is Medayek for the Loshan Achakach and around. Sounds like that's the Seder. Mila first, then Tvila. Mila first, then Tvila. Babaji?
Why can't the Ramam and Tosos just be saying Lechatchila? That's the way you should do it initially. But Yevin, maybe it's not.
Taisa doesn't say that. Let's see, I'll prove to you that Taisa doesn't say it. What does Taisa say as then? Kaimad the Amar Beha Orel. What happens if a woman who's a Ubera, she's pregnant, she wants to become a Gioris? What do we do? What do we do? So she could be Tovelis, but the question is, now that she gives birth to her baby, do we have to be Makal the baby again? Do you have to be Magai the baby again or not? So the Gemara says, Ain't Sarat Tvila, the Benoin Sarat Tvila, we don't have to be Tovelim again. Sounds like his Gioris is Cha. Meaning, this Tvila that the mother did is Chal for the child as well. Isn't the mother a chatzitza for the child? The answer is no. She's not a chatzitza because that's the way that the child is growing. It's not an abnormal additional element on the body. It's not viewed as a chatzitza for the child. So the tevila of the mother can count for the child. But where's the mila? If the child is in a cave, it's a grave. But if the child is a zohar, where's the mila? Benoit, sorry, tevila. What does that mean? He's a ger right now? He's a ger immediately? So Tosfos assumes yes. Uberesh's gar benoit sar tefila means that the child becomes a ger through what? Tevila. Tevila. Right? Where's the mila? The mila is afterwards, but that's out of order. How can that be, says Taisus? How can that be? The Omari says Taisus, the Shani Hassan, Dakati Lochozi la mila. It's not shy, he's not roy for the mila, he's not shy for the mila b'shas tevila. So says Taisis, he's not shy to the Mila B'Shas Tevila, then the Geiris can be Chal with Tevila alone. Rabbi G, if Taisis meant, L'chatchila, you have to do the Mila first, but B'Dievid, you can do the Tevila before the Mila, so why does he say that in this case, the Geiris is Chal with Tevila alone? Let's say the Geiris is Chal with Tevila and Mila. But because it's L'chozi L'chach, B'Dievid, you can do the Tevila before the Mila. It sounds from Taisis, no. It's ma'akev that the mila has to be first. Mashma de molin osotchila. The mila has to be first, according to Tosfos. The Seder is ma'akev, mila and then tvila. Like the Rambam. Seder is ma'akev. I, Mubarish Nisgai, Rabbanon Sarach Tvila. The tvila works as geirus. even though you didn't do the milah yet, says Tarshish, you're never going to do the milah for Geiris then. Well, we're not going to give a milah to the child? No, well, of course we're going to give a bris milah. What kind of a milah is he going to get? A milas Yisrael, not a milas Geiris. There is no milas Geiris here. He's misgaya kinekeva. If it's l'chazi l'milah, he doesn't need the milah for the Geiris. He's misgaya kinekeva, according to Tarshish. Misgaya kinekeva. Maybe his bris doesn't have to be done. Excuse me, his bris has to be done on the eighth day. Because the milah is not a milas geiris, it's a milas Yisrael. Milas Yisrael has to be done biyom hashmini. Milas Yisrael, not milas geiris. Milas geiris, says Taisus, always has to be before the tefilas geiris. If lo chazi la milah, then he's misgayek in a keva without a bris. When we do a bris milah, that's as a Yisrael. That has to be biyom hashmini. Comes the Ramban and says, no, pungfaken. Muberish and Geiris Araya, says the Ramban, that the Seder is not ma'akev in Geiris. Seder milu tvilam. Milu tovol v'yachagach mol arez the Geir de loshna milu tvila loshna tvila milu. Yeah, this rapping my bilan osamiyad from the Gemara, it sounds like we do a milu before the tvila is up the Ramban, but it doesn't matter. That's only lechatchila. Me'ani lamamashno so. Ya bilu tchilo miyad yamu. Let's do the tefillah first, and I'll be able to do the bris milah immediately. Says the Rambam, shem a mitzvah lomo v'acharach lipo. Maybe it's a mitzvah to do the milah first. Doesn't explain why. Inami kevan shehamila koshal lamalan oso tchila kadeshim daito nofo yifrosh. We don't want the person to become a ger, only if he really, really, really wants it. So we give him impediments. We push him off. We make him learn a little bit more. We want to see, does he really want? Is he serious about the Geiris? So maybe one of the ways that we push him off is by doing a bris milah first. We tell him you have to do a bris milah before the tefillah. If we make it easy for him and he does the tefillah first, maybe he'll just jump into the mikveh and then it'll be easier for him to do. We won't really get a full assessment of whether he wants to be a Geiris. So we do the milah first so that maybe he'll be porish. Maybe he'll say, you know what, it's too hard for me, I'm not going to become a Geir. Yeah, that's what the Ramban is saying. So we do the milah first. We demand from him the milah first so that if libo no, for daito no, for he'll be parish and he won't become a ger. And we'll be perfectly happy with that. We're not running after him to become a ger. Aaron?
If you're worried that he's going to run away from the milah, he's going to run from the milah, whether the milah before or after the tefillah.
No. Sometimes when you do a tefillah, you feel so transformed as a person. You feel like a new individual, that the milah is just not the same. And you don't have a full judgment. Right? It's not the same, you're not the same kind of person as before the tefillah. Tefillah is a mark of a patish. You feel, right? You feel different. So maybe if you feel different, that'll push him to do the bris milah. We don't want to push him. We want him to make a conscious decision. Eitan?
My Mishnah says in the first of the Ramban, understanding the Gemara, that the Ramban is passing like that, we've got to do tefillah afterwards. It's just a stam because we're afraid he's going to run away if we do the tefillah first. Clearly,
we're afraid, meaning we don't want him to run away?
Yeah.
We don't want him to run away, and therefore what? And therefore we do
milah first.
We do milah first because we don't want him to run away from, meaning he'll do the tefillah and then he'll run away because of the milah?
Yeah.
What's the problem?
It's not halacha.
So he did a tefillah. What does that mean?
Meaning if the longer we wait, like the more he'll realize how like painful and scary it is, he'll run away. If we do it right away, so then it's over.
And that's what the Ramban is saying?
No, that's how he explains the Gemara.
But that's not what the Ramban is saying. The Ramban is saying that we want him to be Purish.
No, that's the Magen Mishnah explaining what the Ramban will say to explain that Gemara. Tanya Dalva.
Okay, I'm very happy. It's there, but I don't see that that's what the Ramban is saying. I don't understand what the Pshat is. Why are we doing the Bris Milah first again?
So that he doesn't run away afterwards.
Okay, let's read the Ramban. Kevin shehamila kosher olav malano sotchila kidei sheim daito nokfo yifrosh. Not kidei shelo yifrosh, kishe daito yie nokfo l'achar hatvila. It's not that we don't want him to run away, it's so that he will run away if daito nokfo. If he doesn't want to do the bris milah, he will leave. I gotta take a look at the Magen Mishnah. That's not poshim shan Rabban. Rabban sounds like he's saying we do the milah because we're not running after Geirim. So in daito nokfo, he'll be punished. Says the Rambam, but the evidence, how it works. If we were to do the tefillah first, then you could do the mila afterwards. Hey da, what's the raya? Mina lekaman perka orel gioris muberishin shetovla benayin tzar tefillah muberishin esgara benayin tzar tefillah hari kodma tefillah lemila so in zocharu. Bita in Sarah Tevila. It shouldn't say Zohar because it shouldn't say Bina, it should say Bita because by Bina, then the Tevila is coming first. What's the Ramban assuming? The meal that we do to that child from the pregnant lady, is that a meal as Yisrael or is that a meal as Geiris? It's a meal as Geiris. When does that meal take place? Not necessarily be Yom HaShmini. Right? Maybe before Yom HaShmini. It's not a meal as Yisrael, it's a meal as Geiris. Zoch the Ramban, that's the Raya. Uberishin's Gaira is the Raya that Seder is not Ma'akev in Gairis. Either or, you can have Mila before Tefila, Tefila before Mila, no difference. Either way is fine. Tosis disagreed, the Rambam disagreed. They said, no, Seder is Ma'akev. Uberishin's Gaira is not a Kasha because Lochazi Lamila, so you can do the Gairis without Mila. Not that the Gairis is Chal to Tefila and Mila, but backwards. No, the Geras is Chal without Mila. The Mila is a Mila's Yisrael, Biyom HaShmini. Focus Ramban and Taisvitz. What's Pshat? Why does Taisvitz say that Seder's Ma'akim? Ramban disagrees. Comes the Ritva and says, the answer is that Taisvitz holds that Mila's Geras is a Heksha of the Geras. It removes the Shem Oril. Says the Ritva, beautiful lashon. Ketovel v'sheretz v'yado, like someone who jumps into the mikvah holding a sheretz. Remember the mikvah holding a sheretz. You're holding the tumah. You can't become tar. You're holding the tumah. You gotta get removed. You gotta get rid of the sheretz. Separate yourself from the sheretz before you tovel to become tar. So after Ritva, it's the same thing. Here, if you're not going to remove the Shem Orel, you're not going to do the Bris Mila, that's Tovel V'Sheretz V'Yado when you come to do the Tzvila. That doesn't work as a Geirus. He brings a Raya that if someone, we know that we have to be Tovel Kalim, right? Kalim that were made by a non-Jew, you buy Kalim in the store, they're made by a non-Jew, you have to be Tovel those Kalim. With the Rabbanim and HaTorah, different approaches in the Rishon. So most Kalim that we buy have not been used before. But there were cases the Gemara talks about. Let's say the guy used the kli. He used the kli. And now you're acquiring the kli from him. That was clay midyan. When Bnei Yisrael fought the midyan, and they got kalim, the midyan had used them, and Klai Yisrael got the kalim. And the halachas that the pasuk in Parashas Matos said that they had to be magil the kalim, they had to be machshir the kalim, they also had to be tovel the kalim. So can you do the tevila before the hagola, before the hashir? So comes the Ritva and says, no, you have to do the Hagolah before the Tevila. First you got to remove the Issa. Right? You can't be Tovel V'Sheretz B'Yado, so to speak. He says, even though there it's not Ma'akev B'Di'evet, he makes a comparison. But basically he says, here it's Ma'akev B'Di'evet, according to Tosfos. The Tumas Orlus is a Tumah Gemura. You can't get to a Kedushas Yisrael if the Tumas Orlus is still there. That's why Tosfos said, to say there's Ma'akev, you have to have the Mila first, because you have to remove the Shem Orel before you can have the Tvilas Geiris. So these are two issues that could depend on this question. What is Milas Geiris? Is Milas Geiris just part of the formal Maisa Geiris, no less than Tvila, or is it a Hechsher for the Geiris? It says, take away the Shem Oral, and that enables the Geiris to be Chal. First of all, do you need Bezdin? Do you need Bezdin for the Milas Geiris? According to the Rambam, perhaps not. According to others, the Ramban and the Tur, yes. That would depend on whether it's part of the formal Maisa. The Rambam holds it's not part of the formal Maisa. And that's why, if it's only a Hechsher, you don't need a Bezdin. The Rambam Lishitaso says that the Seder of Mila Tefila is Takama Akev, because the Rambam Lishitaso holds Mila's Geiris as a Hechsher. It removes the Shem Orel. It removes the Shem Orel. It's got to come before the Tefila, like the Rizvah explains the Tosfos. The Ramban also Lishitaso, the Ramban holds that Mila's Geiris is part of the formal act. Part of the formal act, you need Bezdin, and it's part of the formal act. My Shnot, it doesn't matter what the Seder is, it can come either way. Either direction, either before or after the tefila. Efshe mekenzogin, maybe the Shita Mekubetzes is learning like the Rambam. Maybe the Shita Mekubetzes understands that Mila is only a Hechsher for the Geiris. It's a Hechsher for the Geiris. That's the Kamash Malon. Rav Huna says, Matbilin asol das bezdin. Rav Huna only mentions Matbilin because Matbilin is the only act, the formal act of Geiris. Mila is just a hechsher for the geirus. And that's why even though Mila is not a zchus, we can do the Mila and then do the geirus. The geirus of a ger katan is al das bez, is based on zochin ladam shlobafana. How can it be based on zochin if the Mila, which is part of the maisa geirus, is not a zchus? The answer is it's not part of the maisa geirus. It's just a hechsher ba'alma. So I don't need Mila to be a zchus for him. We know ultimately it's a zchus. Even though he's mitzar, it's going to be a zchus because he's going to become a ger. But the maisa Mila is not a zchus. So if Mila were part of the formal act of geirus, I think it would have to be a zchus. How can you have a part of the formal act of geirus that's not a zchus? The Shita Mekabetzes might be assuming is like the Rambam, that Mila is not part of the formal act of geirus. It's a heksha, removing the shame orel. It's only removing the shame orel, then it doesn't have to be a zchus. As long as the shame orel is removed, then we can do a geirus, which will be a zchus. We can do a tevila, which is a full zchus for the ger katan. So that could be the answer of the shita, that the chamash mulan is that mila is taka different than tevila. Mila is not part of the formal act of geirus. So the din of zochin is not necessary for the mila, even though he's taka mitzdar. The din of zochin, even though he's taka mitzdar, the geirus can be chal because the shame oral has been removed, and we have a zochin and a tevila. Then that's enough for the geirus of the ger katan.